Let's just go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Heavenly Father, Lord, you know all things, Lord. You knew what you would lay on our hearts for tonight. Lord, you knew who would be able to make it tonight. Lord, I know you know each and every need, and I pray, dear God, that may you anoint me in a way where, dear God, you may speak through me and be a help to the people, encouragement, uplifting, dear God, instructing. I pray for you to receive glory from it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen. Amen. Let's read from Romans 8:11. I want to continue on the same spirit. Romans 8, chapter 11, verse. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if we live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. At one other place, Ephesians 4 and 30. It says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. You may be seated. Now, just to bring your attention back to in Romans there 8 and 13, where it says, if we through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, then ye shall live. And thinking of that, mortify or put to death the deeds of the body, we've got to, you know, dying out to the flesh ain't just a one-time thing. You die out to the flesh and say, well, never going to have to deal with the flesh again. Sorry. You're going to be dealing with this flesh as long as you're in it. And you're constantly going to be having to die out to the flesh and the desires of the flesh and the flesh can be influenced by many things on the outside, you know. And as Brother Branham talked about, you know, see, taste, hear, smell, feel, you know, we've got all those senses of the body, and this flesh is affected by them. The windows are the eye to the soul. And we constantly, every day, we're constantly seeing things. And it's just like when I think of it, I think of like billboards. They put billboards up and they know you're only going to get a split few second to see the thing before you're on down the road. So they got to put something on there within that amount of time that you got the meaning of what that sign was. And that's the way Satan does the things that he tries to put in our eyes, put in before us, try to hinder us. He knows he's only got a short bit of time to maybe get that to your vision or whatever, but he tries to make the most of it. And so in doing that, then you're a constant battle with this flesh. And so that's why I went to Ephesians 4 and 30 and 31. Because we're dealing with the same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. The same spirit that raised him up from the dead is the same spirit whereby we are sealed until the day of redemption. And these things it speaks of in verse 31, these are things of the flesh that we've got to deal with. Of course, it goes a little deeper, goes into our spirit realm where the five gates of the spirit are, as well as those five gates of the flesh, the body. But we've got to deal with these things. We got to fight. We got to fight. It's not easy. (Clears throat) Brother Branham says this in a testimony raising a dead boy. He says, now there's Palestine. He said, talking about God, said, he said, there's Palestine. I swore to Abraham 400 and something years ago that I was going to give it to him. Now I said, it's yours. I give it to you, to his seed. Said, I give it to you. Now now here's where I want you to see. Now, isn't it strange? He said, it's yours, but it's just as full of Hittites and Jebusites and Canaanites and all kinds of enemies in there. And they're walled up heavy. Yeah. Now it's yours, go take it, it's yours. Now I give it to you, but you got to go get it. He said, God just didn't get up there and take his brush and sweep them all out and say, now come on, here you are, sit down. Never did God do that. Right. He said, you show me your faith without your works, I'll show you my faith by my works. You've got to do it. You've got to fight for every inch of ground that you have. Every man in here that's born again of the Spirit of God knows that you have to fight for every inch of ground, toe the mark with Satan. Isn't that right, friends? This is not a picnic. This is a battleground. We never come here to eat cookies and so forth. We're in a battle. These things, we're going to continuously deal with these. And we've got to be on the lookout for it. Bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, evil speaking, and malice. We have to be on the lookout for them. Now, Webster says of wrath, says it's a violent anger. The Greek says it's anger forthwith boiling up and soon subsiding again. The word anger, Webster says, a strong feeling of displeasure. Then the word clamor, the Greek says, a crying outcry. And Webster says, continuous noise, vigorous protest or demand. Have you ever heard that before? Vigorous protest or demand. Evil speaking, the Greek says, slander, distraction, speech injurious to another's good name. And then malice is, in the Greek, ill will, desire to injure. Desire to do injury to someone. And these are things that Satan is going to try us on. I mean, there's many things, but I want to deal with these tonight. These are areas where Satan tries to work on. Satan would love to get a root of bitterness within you to where you would begin to feel bitter towards someone or some group or whatever. And if he can get that root of bitterness started, why, it's going to grow as long as you leave it there. What we need to do is be able to identify when he's working on that and get rid of that root immediately, because it's going to grow into a big bitterness tree. So, and that will weaken your walk. You're not going to lose the Holy Ghost over it, but it's going to weaken your walk. Yeah. And if you don't fight, you're only going to have it harder. If you were in a fight and the other guy was throwing all the punches and you weren't throwing none back, you're going to have a hard time. Somebody said, well, I'd have a hard time if I was throwing punches. Not as hard as you're going to have if you weren't. If we don't do something to combat these things, we can't just let them alone and let them rest there. If we don't do something to combat them, our life's only going to be more miserable. You're not going to be out of the brine. You're not going to lose the Holy Ghost, but you are going to be miserable. That's right. And when that you get miserable in your spirit realm, you know what that does? It begins to block up all them gates to where when the word's being preached while you're in church, if there's a root of bitterness laying there and you let it lay there and grow, then you ain't even getting the word that's being preached. It's not reaching the level that it needs to reach in order to set you free. So there has to come a ministry or a voice in a way that can burrow down through there and say, look at this gate. You got it closed, open it up. You got this one closed because of that. Open it up. Wrath, violent anger. Why do we get violently anger like that? Some might say, well, I don't know. I don't really have that problem. Well, maybe you don't. Maybe you don't have to worry with wrath. Glad if you don't. But there's people that do. Got to contend with that because it's something that wants to flare up within them. Somebody just says the wrong thing. Boy, that old adrenaline goes to pumping. And you give in to that adrenaline, and next thing you know, you're screaming your fool head off. You're going to have to fight that thing. Sometimes take a breath. Say, you know what? They might have said this or done that or whatever, but it ain't worth it. And just let it alone. That's hard for us, because especially if we think we're right. It's hard to keep our mouth shut, especially when we think we're right. But I'm telling you tonight, I don't care whether you're right or not, if you're opening your mouth will cause this to happen right here, then you need to keep it shut during those times. I don't think we have too much trouble around here anymore with clamor. You know, constant roar, protests, and demands. I don't think we have that much trouble with that anymore. But it's something that all these things, we're not all wired the same way. So where one might look at these things which are written in verse 31 and say, well, I have trouble with that one, but not these over here. Or I have trouble with this one, but not that one over there. Because we're not all wired the same. And I guess the thing I'm really trying to get across is, even though you have the Spirit of he that raised up Christ from the dead, you're still going to have to fight this flesh. I'm not talking about fighting each other. When the evil speaking comes in, it's very injurious. And you think about it, how in the world could somebody that was filled with the Holy Ghost or sealed by the Holy Ghost speak injurious of someone? Speak evil. Oh, they can do it. They can do it. Why? Because it's on them other realms. But I always look at it this way. I don't want to, that's one thing, area that I don't want to be guilty of. I don't want to be guilty of speaking evil of someone. Brother Branham says, and deceived church by the word, said, remember, we're not on a picnic, we're in a battlefield. Many people just think that when you become a Christian, that's all they need to do. That settles it forever, as they are a Christian and everything's going to come easy. Don't get that in your head. For I've become a Christian to fight the good fight of faith. I've become a Christian to get in the battle lines. We are Christian soldiers. We got to be trained and brought up and know all the techniques of the enemy, to know how to fortify, to know how to fight the fight. And we can only do that as the Holy Spirit will reveal it to us. Amen. So You don't have to worry. Don't get worried now about these things, because the Spirit of Christ that lays within you knows how to combat these things if we'll just listen to it. Not getting excuses. Well, he done this to me. You don't need no excuses and things like that. When you do that, all that does is it keeps that thing there festering. I've had people do me wrong since over the years I've been here. I've had people from that come to church here at one time or another do me wrong. I've had people from other churches do me wrong. But brother and sister, if I sit there and let that just build up within me, and all I ever did was think about this one, what that one done, and what this one said, and how this one spoke about me, and what this one done to me, I'd be tore up. I wouldn't be no good for nothing. And I would become full of bitterness. But then what do you do? I just forgive them, let it alone, and go on. It ain't worth it. Somebody has a certain opinion of you that they have formed because of their warped thinking. You ain't going to change it. So just let it alone. Say, well, this one's talking bad about me, and this one's posting this on the internet about me, and all this and the other. Hey, look, I know that stuff hurts. Especially when it gets out there on the internet, and you don't know how many thousands and thousands of people read it. Then you find out that somebody down in Murfreesboro at the church down there happened to see it on Facebook and read about it. Good thing I got a friend down there. They came to him and he said, that stuff ain't true. As the Holy Spirit will reveal to us. Brother Adam says, we can't, like in going to war, said you, America couldn't go to war based on what some other nation was saying. And he said, we can't go on somebody else's ideals. We got to take our own ideals the way the Holy Spirit would direct us and what ideals he gives us, because he's the commanding chief of the army of the Christians. I went through looking these things up today and just scouring through them to get see things that would really strike to me. And this is a message of what it takes to overcome all unbelief. And preached in 1960, Brother Bam said, we train our army to fight. We're not at a picnic, we're on a battlegrounds. We're right here facing the enemy of our Lord Jesus, the enemy of our souls. Now, he can't get at your soul, but he can sure clog up the works in your spirit realm to where you're not getting the food that you need to the soul. See, why do I need this coming through? Because we're fixing to get out of here and we need to get ready for it. He says, let us be up and doing with a heart. And he says, like the Psalm of Life says, be not like dumb driven cattle. And he explains it and he says, have to drive you into a little corral somewhere and over this way and down that way and over this way. Got to be driven to do things. Won't just do it because you hear it and know it's right, but people that have to be driven to do it. If it's going to make something right, they got to be driven to do it. And he says, don't be like that. That's like dumb cattle. He finishes it by saying, let's be a hero. What does he mean by that? A hero of faith. A hero of faith, just like the ones we read about in Hebrews 11. Heroes of faith. He says, everybody says, come be a Christian, everything will go right. He said, no, it doesn't for a Christian. All that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. You've got to be laughed at and made fun of and stomped at and kicked at and made fun of, because the scripture said, if they call the master of the house Beelzebub, how much more will they call them of his disciples? Brother Irwin says, I'll take the way with the Lord's despised few. I started with Jesus, oh Lord, take me through. That's right. That's my alternative, is to go through. When we're being laughed at, stomped at, kicked at, and all these things, let's just go on through. Let's don't sit there and set up camp and start fighting with them. There, the best way to fight them is go on through. It ain't people we got to fight. It's not the people that are laughing at you that you got to fight. It's not the people that are saying evil things about you that you got to fight. What you've got to fight is this flesh that wants to give a reaction to it that's not Christ-like. That's what the thing we got to fight, not other people. How long? You say, how long does this last, Brother Jerry? How long does that go on? Brother Branham says, too many ministers promise the people false things. If you come to Christ, all your troubles is settled. I tell you, when you come to Christ, they've just begun. That's when you put on the uniform, take a gun, and enter the battlefield. This Christian road is not a flower bed of ease. It's a battleground from the very hour you start until your spirit's set free by death. How long am I going to have to fight this way? From the very first hour to the last one. Right down to the last hour. Let's say that the Lord was going to come, the rapture to take place in an hour from right now. This last hour, you'd still be fighting. You're still going to be killing this flesh. The problem is when we start fighting one another. But fight those urges that come. Learn how to count. Count it off if you have to. You feel it really coming on, you want to just lay them out because something they said to you, you start counting. If you got to, do it out loud. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Whew. Well, I gotta go. I'll see you. Because this stuff should not be named among us. We're looking for the last soul out there. And we ain't going to get it by talking bad to it. And I'll tell you this. Many times you think, well, if I tell them what they need to do and what's wrong with them, then it'd be all right. No, they already know what's wrong. They already know what they need to do. And if anybody needs to remind them of it, it'd be the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will do it over this pulpit too. But it comes in the right way. People will take it from me when they won't take it from you. They might get mad at me, but they'll still end up taking it. They might be like a little kid trying to give them medicine. But sooner or later, y'all get it down them. Hallelujah. He said, now Satan will constantly punch at you until you're finished here on earth. Well, no wonder it's a fight from the first hour to the last. Yeah. Satan's going to constantly be punching at us. Satan will send situations your way, and God will let him, that'll cause you to have these wrong feelings or thoughts or whatever in your spirit. Cause you to conduct yourself wrong, that's not like the Holy Spirit. Satan will constantly punch at you until you're finished here on earth. Just remember that. You'll never have a time but what there's a punching going on all the time because you're in a battle. Did you ask to come to Christ to go on a picnic? Well, you're sure going to be surprised because it's a constant battle. I've been on the field 31 years and fought every inch of the way. Israel had to fight every inch of the way. Palestine was given to them, but they had to fight every inch of the way to get it. Says here, and take on the whole armor of God. He said, Paul's speaking, talking about preparing a soldier for battle. And so now he's speaking of armored men going into battle and how he's got to prepare himself. I was thinking this afternoon, being we're closing out here in the armory tonight, that I would take that for a text to take up the whole armor of God. Be equipped, be ready. Because we are wrestling not against flesh and blood, but against Satan, God's enemy, principalities, wickedness, evil spirits, and wickedness in high places. And we're pressing towards the mark of the high calling. We are certainly in a battle. So what are we fighting against? These demons, these spirits. Say, well, I didn't think they could have any effect on me when I got the Holy Ghost. Don't get this time confused with the millennium. Right. We are not in the millennium. Spirits, even though you're sealed by the Holy Spirit, other spirits can have an effect on your flesh, on your spirit realm. I heard Brother Biscoe some years ago say, when his girls were growing up, he said his wife never let him go shopping out alone by themselves when they'd go shopping for clothes. Said she always went with him. And he said, you know why? He said, because there's demons sitting on those clothes racks trying to entice them to wear wrong things. We're fighting against stuff you can't see. And these spirits can affect even those that are sealed by the Holy Ghost. Brother Branham says it this way. He said, we wrestle, the Bible says here, not against flesh and blood. We don't try to break toe holds in a wrestling ring with flesh and blood. But we've got to break heart holds of the spirit that's got a hold of people and got into their system, into their heart, making them do and say things that's wrong. So even though you're sealed by the Holy Spirit, an evil spirit can get into your system, your spirit realm. And then the next thing you know, why? That thing is making you do and say things that you know is wrong. Making you react to things wrong. He said, try to break heart holds of the spirit that's got a hold of the people. That's what we're doing in the services. That's what we're doing in the preaching, is trying to break these heart holes where the devil or a spirit has got in there and just was wrecking havoc within your spirit realm. We've got to fight and wrestle these things. We can't let them go unattended. If we talk to somebody wrong, then we need to make that right. And we need to learn how to talk to people. Learn how to talk to each other. Those that's married, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You've got to learn how to talk to each other. To where, I'll tell you what, if a husband talked to his wife just in a hateful, mean way all the time, well, I'll tell you what, she might do some of the things he wants, but she won't be doing it with a glad heart, I'll tell you. You better be careful what you're drinking. Some people learn how to talk to other people, but then when it comes to their spouse, they treat them like dirt. That's wrong. Then there's some people, to these group people over here, they can talk real nice to, but these over here, why, they treat them terrible. You can't be that way. We're a Christian. We are Christians. Which means to be Christ-like. We've got the Spirit of God. If you believe tonight that you have the Holy Ghost, that is the same Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead. And he said it'll quicken your mortal bodies. But he said we're going to have to mortify the things of this body or put to death. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, and we're thankful, Lord, for this opportunity we had together. We're thankful for this word of encouragement, Lord, and instruction, dear God. Lord, thanking now, Lord, we even got to learn how to, sometimes people don't think they got to talk right to sinners, but we do. To our fellows and so forth that work around us, we got to talk right to them. Of course, we are a written epistle, Lord, read of all men. Lord, we are living epistles. Lord, we want to be displaying the life of Christ through us toward others, Lord. Lord, a life that would make them thirsty to say, I want that same thing. Think about Brother Jack Cole, Lord, and in his testimony, when his mama come up to the altar to give her life to God, she said, I want what Jack's got. He had lived such a life before, Lord, that she said, I want what he's got. Lord, that's how we ought to be. That's what we need our lives to be like. To where people look and say, I want what they got. Lord, we're to be salty. Lord, I ask, dear God, you bless your people now, Lord. Many of them got work tomorrow and so forth. Lord, I pray you'll be with them, keep them safe. I pray you'll bring us all back here at the point of time on Sunday, Lord. We give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sing to Be Like Jesus.